This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
1 hour down, three to go. Stockwatch coming up here in just a bit. Want to get to some of the 49ers signings here and a deeper conversation in the NFL team philosophies. And I think it's pretty clear there's a right way and a wrong way in the NFL to run your organization. So why good teams stay good, bad teams stay bad. We were talking about the Blazers, and I just thought this was an interesting text because I brought up the point that, to me, Portland had a real good opportunity to be any one of these four teams that are left in this final. Like, you had an opportunity. Yes. None of these teams are being built in an unrealistic, like, you just, like, all the free agents want to go there, and it's just, it's pure luck, and you won the number one pick in the draft, right?
You could have done the trade down, the trade Dame away early model, totally tear it down to the studs.
Yes.
You could have added pieces around him very easily.
Well, this was Sprague. Like, I thought this was really good. Sprague texted in, and he said the funniest thing is they literally turned down being the Knicks with Dame. Wouldn't trade Ant and stuff for Mikal Bridges. And the Knicks traded 5 number one picks to go get Mikal Bridges, which at the time seemed a bit ridiculous. Was it ridiculous when Mikal Bridges stole the ball twice to lead you to the NBA Finals? They won 2 games against the Boston Celtics because of Mikal Bridges.
Turns out wings are really valuable.
Wouldn't trade the number 7 pick and others for OG Anunoby, who we know Blazers were interested in, but that was too high of a price.
Right.
Because can't give up the number 7 pick, which, okay. And then you did have Josh Hart. And again, you dealt them away for Chris Murray and Cam Reddish. You literally could have had all of, you could, with the exception of Karl Anthony Towns, and we don't, you know, how would that have gone? But
so
you could have had Mikal Bridges, OG, and Dame. You could make the argument, you could have been a better version, or at least on par with this Knicks team, with this current iteration of the Blazers, had you decided to do that. So I just thought it was an interesting one when I was making, I was just kind of bringing up a general point that all of these teams didn't seem to be like a far off way of constructing a team. And he laid out, I think, a realistic path where Portland could have built this version of the Knicks, but with a better superstar. Dame would have been better than anyone. Dame is better than Jalen Brunson.
Peak Dame is
better than Brunson.
That's fair.
But, you know, Brunson, I get it. Brunson is an absolute stud. Dame was a first-team All-NBA player. So was he. And basically, you could have built this version of the Knicks, but flop Brunson for Dame.
Yeah. And again, You have to take swings. When you're a small market team, you can't sit on being the fifth best team in a conference and saying that's enough unless your city kind of pushes back on it.
Yeah. Want to switch gears, and I know we're up against it because we got to get into Stockwatch. I just wanted to get in that. I thought that was a really good Texans break, but we'll get into it later. But Fred Warner reaches a 3-year, $63 million extension. You're a Niner guy.
Big Niner guy, yeah.
So, interested in your take, because we saw Brock Purdy get paid last week. We've seen Fred Warner get paid. We've seen Ayuk get paid. We've seen Trent Williams get paid. We saw George Kittle get paid. We saw Juszczyk get paid, right? The 49ers pay their guys, and they pay their guys early. And meanwhile, we've got a situation out in Cincinnati where Cincinnati right now is in an absolute war with their only all-pro defensive player. Cincinnati also took a while and went to war with both of their wide receivers. We see the Dallas Cowboys do this every single year. And this notion of playing hardball and this is the way we do things, I just look at the way the Cowboys are constructed and I look at the way that the Cincinnati Bengals are constructed and the way teams that do that versus the 49ers. And I know the 49ers take a lot of flack sometime.
Well, they learned their lesson.
They learned their lesson. But I think that they're... The 49ers, I think, are one of the better organizations and are relevant every year minus injuries. And I think, to me, when I see Warner and I see Purdy and I see some of these guys get paid, I see a lot of flack that comes the Niners' way. And when I look at the Niners, I think that is a smart way of doing business. I think that is the way that good teams operate in the NFL. And as opposed to these teams that hold on to name players, like we're going to take a look at the Niners and say, look at how many guys they lost in the offseason. But none of those guys played last year. None of those guys have been relevant for a year and a half. I think the paying tentpole guys and paying them early and then surrounding them with young, cheap talent, that is the way the NFL works. And every time you pay a guy early, at 2 or 3 years down the road, it either ends up being a bargain or you end up being able to get out of that deal anyways.
The salary cap is going up between 8 and 9.8% every year for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So when you sign a guy to a multi-year deal at the top of the market or near the top of the market,
it won't be in 2 years.
It ceases to be the top of the market. In fact, you're getting a 20% discount 2 years from now.
Which is why you pay guys now.
The Bengals announced that they felt Ja'Marr Chase should be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. Then they negotiated over offsetting language, and Myles Garrett signed a massive deal, and it cost them an extra $5, $6 million a
year. Yes.
The longer you wait in a market that is ever inflating, the more you're going to have to pay. So I thought, and I don't know if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of this now, but paying Purdy less a year later than Jared Goff and Tua Tagovailoa got was great business, because that deal is going to be what, the 14th or 15th highest quarterback salary in 2 years?
Yes.
3 years? I think you could make an argument that in a Shanahan system, almost any quarterback he has is going to be about 14th. But Purdy in particular, I think Brock Purdy is a healthier, now more mobile because Tua is not allowed to, more mobile Tua. And you got him cheaper a year later. That's really good business. And you're right. The longer teams wait, if we know for a fact that the salary cap's going to keep going up, and we know for a fact every great superstar wants $1 million, $2 million, $5 million more than the superstar that got the highest contract before them, the sooner you get it done and the more years you attach, if he's a staple player, the more of a discount you're going to get in year 3, year 4, year 5. It's just the way you should do business.
When's the last time you saw a team, and it's always the same teams? It's the Arizona Cardinals,
the Cowboys,
it's the Dallas Cowboys, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm not saying these teams can't be good, but when's the last time you saw the Redskins and Commanders used to be this way too, and they did it with Kirk Cousins. When's the last time you saw a team that had a marquee player, especially quarterback, but edge rusher, receiver, corner, marquee positions? Now, we can make the argument Fred Warner plays an off-ball linebacker, not a marquee position in the NFL, far from it, but he's the best one, hands down, not even close. So I get why that's a marquee guy in the Niners system. Even defensive tackle has become an elite position.
Yes.
When's the last time a team had a either an established all-pro that was on the right side of 30 or a young and up and coming guy that they waited to pay. And that turned out to be a good thing. It just doesn't happen. Now I get letting a B-list player go to free agency and letting some other team, you know, pay him. That's a different animal. But if you think that player is part of the next 4 to 5 years of your team and he's going to be, you pay him. And you pay him early and you do not wait. By waiting, all it becomes is more wear and tear on his body and it becomes more expensive and the market gets reset. And the bad teams, i.e. the Bengals and the Cowboys, always end up paying an extra $4 to $5 million when the market gets reset. Because eventually they don't have the balls to let those players walk.
No.
Because you don't find those guys. And that's why this thing with like Cincinnati and Trey Hendrickson that is so bizarre to me. He's their only marquee defensive player that they have. He's the only one. And yet they're in this weird pissing contest with him where they're like, well, he's got to be happy with $28 million when the market has been reset to 35 and 40.
16.8.
Well, supposedly they're offering him around 28.
So
they want him to take somewhere between $7 and $12 million less than what the market has been set.
Do you know how much
had they signed him, by the way, a year ago? They probably could have signed him to the same deal they want right now, 28.
Yes, and he'd have been happy.
They could have gone to him and said, hey, here's 28, and he would have been like, hey, I just reset the market, I'm happy. But they didn't. They waited. Now it's been reset twice, and they're trying to go back and say, oh, well, this is the deal we were going to offer you, and you should be happy to take it. Today's price isn't tomorrow's price in the NFL.
Do you know how much cap space they have for next season right now?
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I have not looked it up.
$63 million.
What are you doing?
They have the money.
So you just spent this money.
It's literally on principle.
So you just went and you got this offense that you think can take you to a Super Bowl, and you just have to play above average defense. And the one defensive player you have.
Yes.
That the last 2 years has arguably been the best edge rusher in the NFL. And now you decide that you want to get cheap with him?
They have $63 million. I was listening to the Athletics football podcast with Robert Mays. He had a Cincinnati beat reporter on. And he said, okay, just you know, let's have fun with this. Could they sign him to his deal and still have plenty of room for next year's picks and still upgrade on defense and everything? And he said, that's not how the Bengals roll.
Yeah.
They pick a few players that they consider their cornerstones. They thought that was going to be Hendrickson, not Higgins. So now it's Burrow, Higgins, Chase, and internally they don't want to make four guys cornerstone type players. How in the world is that how you operate in a championship window?
Said it before and I will say it again. I think before this contract is done, Joe Burrow tries to force his way out of Cincinnati because he's in a garbage-ass organization. That they've come close. I just don't think that they can win operating the way they operate. Not when you have the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers and some of the other teams in there that operate. The Cincinnati Bengals are playing with one hand tied behind their back, and it's they're choosing to have one hand tied behind their back.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
I said this 2 years ago.
By the way, you
have
a generational quarterback, and you still choose to not go all in. And by the way, you have other teams like the Chargers, who have been historically a little shaky, now appear to be willing to step their foot on the gas and be like, hey, we can go compete and we can compete now. And Denver, with their new owners, are saying, hey, we can compete and we can mash the gas and win now. And Cincinnati's like, no, we'd like to be conservative in the way we spend our money.
I went on a rant. Do you remember this? Like 2 years ago around draft time about how poorly run the Bengals are.
Yeah.
That they're in a championship window with Burrow at the time on a rookie quarterback contract. And they have every reason in the world to push their chips in. And they're not going to. Yeah. And it's still a problem 2 years later to the point where they're making headlines year in, year out for not like, oh, we took a gamble. At least, you know what? I don't like Deshaun Watson. I don't like what the Browns did. They at least took a shot.
Yeah.
The Bengals won't even take a shot, and they've got a championship caliber team right in front of them.
They just refuse to open the checkbook. Or when they do open the checkbook, it's under some sort of weird, bizarro rules that only they operate by. All right, we come back. Stockwatch, Bucks Time to Shine. Primetime here on The Fan.
It-
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Suk buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. Know your rights. Plus, those are good dudes out there. Shout out to Colin out there at the Vancouver office. Good people out there at 1-800-DIVORCE have helped several friends of mine. Buckley, eventually, you know what I mean.
Whoa.
No, no.
Nice for others.
Nice for others. Buckley's the happiest married guy I know. I just like kind of
is that their slogan? 1-800-DIVORCE, nice for others.
Maybe not for you, but for your friends.
For the friends. I have had several friends that have used them.
And you've told me that.
They're very, very nice people.
Wait, Buckley's next. Why isn't Nemec next?
I'd like needle you a little bit.
No, I'm technically not married.
That's true.
Was that right?
Yeah. We've been together for like 12 years, and we've never actually technically gotten married.
Okay.
I like to think every now and then that Mrs. Buckley listens, and then Buck has to go home and deal with something that I said.
Every now and then, but rarely.
My wife listens quite a bit.
I know. And you have had to deal with things that I've said.
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite things is I love poking and then just disappearing into the background. It's
the Homer into the hedges.
Yes. Shift. I love just kind of throwing like a ripple into the pond.
That's called the Nick Cannon.
Yes. And why? Just watching it. I love the idea of Buckley going home and being like, really?
Poking and then walking
away. Why didn't you say so? Why didn't you stand up? And then meanwhile,
like, so I was listening today around 4:12 and you're like, oh. were you?
Let's hope.
Let's do a little stock watch. And as you noted earlier in the show, Suk, the golf tournament didn't have a lot of juice. It got close there for a second. Among the things that were the highlights or lowlights, much ado about media availability. I want you to listen to Amanda Baliones and her interview with Bryson DeChambeau, not the winner of the event.
Man, I just didn't get it done. I got to learn how to be a little bit more precise with the wind, not let the wind affect the ball as much. It's a tough task to do because I hit it so high and the ball just kind of moves in the air, so I got to figure that out. I've got some tricks up my sleeve that I'm going to be working on, hopefully bring for the U.S. Open, but got to get some equipment here soon.
We appreciate the time. You don't have to take the time to do that.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
thanks, Amanda.
Now, internet saying that's a dig at Rory McIlroy, who, defending Masters champion, had his driver inspected. They believe that driver was removed from competition.
Yeah, Scheffler had his, too.
Scheffler had his, too, but unlike Rory... So Rory opened up with a bad round. He went 3 over in his first round. He didn't talk to the media once the entire PGA Championship. And so the Amanda Baliones comment, you didn't have to be here. That's the rule on tour. They tell their golfers, you don't have to do media. But buy or sell, it's Bush League for the defending Masters champ to come and not speak to the media once.
Yes, I think it's Bush League. Juan Soto did this, by the way, after Juan Soto, former Yankee, plays for the Mets now. They had the Subway Series. Mets lost the series 2 out of 3. And Soto bailed, didn't speak to anybody. I just always think that's Bush League. I do. Part of being an athlete, whether you want this to be or not, is talking to the media, because it's the media, it's the conduit to the fans. The fans are the reason why you make a gajillion dollars. So, you know, back in the 1940s, don't talk to anyone. You didn't make any money. But it drives me crazy that when you get all of the benefits of being Rory McIlroy or Juan Soto or whoever, you know, college football coaches used to, you know, the Chip Kelly's of the world used to drive me crazy. You hate all the attention, but you sure love the $7 million.
Right.
So if you don't want that, then go coach at New Hampshire and no one will bother you. So yes, I think it's Bush League when Rory or anyone does the dip and I don't want to talk to the media. Even when it's not most sports,
your obligation.
It's your obligation. It's required. But come on, you're Rory McIlroy. You're arguably the biggest name in golf. You're the defending Masters champ. You're coming off of that. You can't bother to go stand in front of a microphone for 5 minutes. So I just think it's a poor look from Angel Reese to Rory McIlroy to Juan Soto. anyone that is such a coward that they can't face a question, or they can't face a question without getting their panties in a bunch and yelling and screaming, about the unfairness of the media, Draymond Green. I struggle with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does seem as though availability and golfers has come up a lot in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I am not the biggest golf fan, I will readily admit, despite the hat, and sometimes having a full-on golf outfit when I come in here. Have the rules changed recently that have made this a topic? Because I feel like this is the third or fourth time I've heard golfers mention something about availability in the last few years. And again, in other sports, it's just kind of a given.
Yeah.
And I find it odd that it's seen as like a favor to the world that they're willing to speak. I think that's weird.
I don't think that the rules have changed. I think the expectation has. And okay. I think there are topics around the game, whether it be the LIV Golf stuff or this weekend it was rules stuff. Like, a lot of these golfers don't like to be mired in controversy, and they don't want to like be someone that attaches their name to that. And then some of these guys are just, I think, dudes who grew up playing an individual sport, and when they lose, they go pout, and that's kind of what they're used to. But it does feel like recently it's become more of a thing than it used to be.
And golf could really use a lot more access to its athletes.
Well,
that's kind of one of the ways you build personalities.
Yeah.
And so to just kind of bail when things don't go your way.
You have a responsibility to grow the game, in my opinion.
Let's move over to the WNBA. Sook just mentioned it. Angel Reese, maybe the hottest thing on Twitter over the weekend after the flagrant foul from Caitlin Clark. Here's what one Bomani Jones had to say about not the altercation, but the coverage of it.
Imagine, rather than Magic being on the Lakers and Bird being on the Celtics, what if Bird was on the Celtics and Magic was on the Sixers? We can't even handle Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. This isn't an era where we're supposed to be better than we were back then. How can I follow the WNBA without being online? There's got to be a way, because being online for the WNBA, it makes me want to drown myself. I hate all of you. And the biggest reason I can't stand online WNBA discourse, it's hardly ever about basketball.
Amen.
Buy or sell that the discourse around the WNBA does more harm than good?
Right now, no. Right now, it's doing good, because it's eyeballs, and they need eyeballs. But they need to be really, really careful. You mentioned earlier in the show that the Oregon softball grabbed you like a moment in time. And we've seen plenty of sports that have a moment where something grabs you and they fumble the bag. I really think that the WNBA is on the cusp of possibly fumbling the bag. I think the way they've handled Caitlin Clark is embarrassing. I think the Angel Reese stuff is beyond ridiculous. You've tried to make her the second face of the league when objectively she is not a great basketball player. Far from it. Her style of game is actually really, really ugly. We have much of race baiting that's going on in all the coverage. You've got some players coming in having to bend and kneel and kiss the ring. There's talk of like work stoppage. And by the way, this is a league that's played for a quarter century and has never made a dollar. The WNBA loses money, including last year, every single year. And there's a tension growing to it right now. And you've had a moment in time, and it feels like they're doing everything they can to fumble it away. I mean, we had Sabrina Ionescu came back and played at University of Oregon, and we tried to air the game. We're the home of the Ducks. And we were like, we would like to air the game. And the WNBA said no. Said, yeah, no, you can't do it.
That's a misstep.
I hope I'm wrong, but it feels like right now, I don't think this discourse, and I'm with Bomani Jones, by the way, I'm out. I can't deal with it. It's crap. The NBA does this a little bit, and I complain about the NBA, but I at least watch the NBA. The WNBA has turned me off so much over the last year and a half for this, and you better be careful, because there's going to be a lot of people that are like, this is not a great game to watch. I want to support women. I understand this is grim, but if this is the way you're going to treat it, all of a sudden the eyeballs that you're getting right now because of all the ancillary crap, the controversy, are eventually going to look up and be like, why am I following this?
Well, they're
going to turn it off.
They're dumb controversies,
yes.
First of all. Like, ridiculous. The race baiting stuff between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese is dumb. They're two players that aren't on the same level.
No.
The fact that the veterans bullied Caitlin Clark to start seemed weird. They're gatekeeping the wrong things. They seem more interested in the outfits the players wear before the game than the highlights of the game,
yes.
Which I think is also disconcerting because there is an element that the WNBA seems to be leaning into that sex sells because our highlights don't. On top of, again, the race baiting, on top of the gatekeeping of who is and who can be and can't be the face of the league. And then, and I think this is just, this keeps coming up and it really bothers me. Angel Reese said it recently. I've heard other female athletes say this. We should be getting paid the same as men. Okay. If you make that kind of money, yes. If you generate that kind of revenue, yes. Do you know that on a rookie scale, that on your all-star scale, in terms of percentage of revenue that the league makes, WNBA players make way, because they've lost money. They're losing money as a league. So the fact that they're paying their players whatever it is, and it's not a lot, and I do think that's a problem societally. But you can't get paid $30 million a year if the league doesn't make any money. From a percentage of revenue, WNBA players make significantly more than NBA players. It's that the league doesn't make any money. And part of that is stuff like, hey, Sabrina's coming home and we'd love to raise awareness at 1080 of Sabrina Ionescu, of your league, and they say no. They're gatekeeping the wrong things. I agree. I think the WNBA is in a really, really precarious position, and they shouldn't be. This should be the time they're really capitalizing. And I think when WNBA stuff comes up anywhere, we all kind of go, oh.
Yeah. And I think they're leaning in. The NBA covers a lot of, and the NBA gets flack for this. We've talked about it on the show. One of the things I hate about NBA coverage is half the time is, how does this star get to the next, you know, like Jokic loses in the playoffs. And it's, Jokic, is he really an MVP? And where does he need to go?
It's rankings, it's GOAT talk, it's legacy, it's shade, it's all of that. It's more than basketball.
I think NBA fans are the least educated fans. You can't get away with that stuff with football people.
No.
You can't say, rank the running backs. It's like, whoa, we need to talk about offensive line play.
You can't do it in hockey. And the NBA gets away with it because it's the NBA, but there's a lot of flack. And I hope that the WNBA doesn't take a page from that and lean into all the things that I think eventually will. That stuff that they're leaning into right now feels like a flash in the pan and not something that will continue to grow the game step by step.
Agreed.
And I want that game to grow. I want that to be successful. I don't know. I'm worried at the direction that it's going. Stockwatch brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. Not Ryan Buckley, but if you out there need to have someone help you out a little bit, maybe things aren't going so well, maybe call the boys out there.
Not me, but a guy I know.
I know. 1-800-DIVORCE. Good people out there. And we'll answer your questions free of charge when we come back in the news here on Primetime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we were careening towards in the news, running a little bit late, but that, as Rob says, now with the elimination of the Hot 5 at 5, we got a little more leeway.
We got nowhere to be.
But it is May 19th in the year of our Lord 2025, and that means it is time for In the News. I am your noted news contributor, sitting in for your noted news man, who will be in on Thursday,
I believe.
We're hoping. It is National Roadie Day, so shout out to all you roadies out there, keeping the music industry alive.
Okay.
Well, one of my dear friends started out as a roadie, and now he's the kind of a king cheese of Metallica's road crew.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a great story. Yeah, he was just a Milwaukee kid that started working like in the 1970s in clubs and worked his way up, and now is the production manager and is in charge of that tour of the arguably the biggest rock band of all time.
How many Metallica shows have you been to?
A lot.
More than 15?
Oh, God, yeah. Well into the... I mean, I'd probably seen... I mean, they've been my favorite band since I was little. So I probably saw them 12 times in my youth.
Okay.
And then I've been hanging out with this guy for the last 18 years. And I've probably been very fortunate to see him another 20-ish
times. Oh, wow. Okay. A lot of times since then.
Yeah. I've been very fortunate. It's kind of one of those things, like, when... I met him all those years ago. I didn't even know. We just kind of became friends. And then a couple years into it, he was like, hey, by the way, I used to do some stuff with this band. He goes, you kind of like him a little bit. And so it was like 3 years into knowing him that I actually found out that he was...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. He like invited me out to a concert out in Detroit. And I was like, what? And he goes, just shut up and get on an airplane. And I flew out there having no idea. I just flew out to like this festival. And that's when I found out, and I was like,
what are we doing?
It's like, what are we doing? He's like, this. And I just was like,
okay.
Yeah. So it was kind of one of those.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big Packers fan. And so we kind of started bonding over NFL stuff. And so like when we get together, like we talk NFL, and he's a big sports guy. And then, oh, by the way, he just happened to work for my favorite band of all time. Yeah. It's kind of one of those things. So shout out to the roadies out there. It's also National Devil's Food Cake.
Okay.
I'm more of an angel. I don't know. The chocolate cake doesn't necessarily do it for me. And also, it is today the Ringling Brothers Circus premiered in 1884 in Wisconsin, by the way.
Does that thing still happen?
I don't think so.
Has it gone the way of SeaWorld chatter?
I think.
Animal abuse kind of thing, and it's gone. I went as a kid.
Yeah, I did too.
Multiple times. But I haven't heard of it being here in a long time. Cirque du Soleil is now like the go-to circus that
where no
that
animals
travels,
are harmed,
right?
Only humans.
Yeah, I think the days of the traditional circus it certainly isn't what it was.
Right. I mean, it used to be a thing.
I don't think
to go to the
circus. Have like tigers like getting whipped and bears on unicycles and I think we've all figured out the only way to get animals to do that is like with a cattle prod and a whip. And so I'm sure there is some form of circus that still runs around, but yeah,
it's not.
It happens. Yeah, I think some of that is kind of.
Did I take that the wrong direction?
No, I just think the heyday.
Was that supposed to be celebratory? And I went like, isn't that about animal abuse?
Well, no, and plus, okay. I think think of that premiered in 1884. What else was there to do in 1884 for God's sakes? Right?
Farm.
Not die.
Skip rocks.
It's like, hey,
fish.
What do you do for a living? Or what do you do for fun? I try not to get dysentery.
My
God, it was the 1800s.
Yeah.
And John Mulaney does a bit. Like, you used to go wave at cruise ships. Like, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to go wave a cruise ship goodbye. Like, there was nothing else to do. We've moved on. We've evolved.
Yeah, the kids who, like, moved a tire down the street with a stick, that was, like, your activity?
Yeah. That's pretty much what you did. Now we've moved on to other things, like blowing up porta-potties. Authorities are investigating a portable toilet that was destroyed at a Northeast Portland park.
Nice.
Yeah. Katie, I liked it, this one. I love that this was one of the headlines on KGW. KGW received a tip about a porta potty at Irving Park, located near Northeast Fremont Street, that was damaged in an apparent explosion at 4 a.m. on Sunday.
Now, how did that call take place? Someone called and was like, guess what? Little porta potty click.
That's my favorite part, is that someone called KGW with a hot tip.
Well, and why did they feel the need to report that, like, we have this exclusively? Why?
That's an exclusive that you will only find on KGW.
Award-winning journalism.
That someone at 4 a.m. blew up a porta potty, and it says that the police are investigating and treating it as a it's an intentional act.
Do you think it was someone who just worked for KGW and wanted them to get the story first because they're like, why would I call the
cops?
Like,
it's
just a porta potty.
It's an intern that applied for a full time job. It's like, I got some scoop.
Look at what I can get for you.
Well, again, we talked about, like, what else do you do? If you're like 16, what do you? You blow up a porta potty.
Yeah, this feels like a waste of time to investigate. Unless it, like, really blew up. Like, it was a massive explosion.
Well, I saw it did look like it blew up. I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't like an exploding whale, but someone did blow up a porta potty. And I feel that that's a time-honored tradition. I feel like, much like the circus from 1884, I feel like that's a real 1984 thing.
I'm just surprised it made the news. It feels like tipping over porta potties and blowing up porta potties is, like, probably fairly common, is it not?
Second story down this morning when I looked on KGW, and it led off in the news.
Hard hitting.
We come back, we have, actually, there's kind of some sad news.
Oh, good.
We got some sad news.
My wheelhouse.
We got some controversial news, and then we have some positive news. We have a hodgepodge of stories before we careen towards what used to be the Hot 5 at 5, and now we'll just do headlines. In the news, returns when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We miss Asachi. And this really is his time to shine. This is where Rob makes his money with Yacht Rock and in the news. But somehow,
yeah, he can't come back to this song without commenting on it for a minute or two.
No. Sad news. This coming from Sauvie Island. Multnomah County Sheriff's deputies arrested an 18-year-old, Aiden Hurd, for manslaughter after a UTV, like a side-by-side crash, killed a female juvenile passenger on Sauvie Island. They're not giving any details, but obviously, I'm guessing because the driver was not severely injured and the passenger died, I'm guessing there was some sort of reckless endangerment going on. But just an awful thing, and it kind of made me think about it because we had one of these just a couple weeks ago where, you see, John Elway was driving a golf cart with his agent and best friend who was kind of standing on the back of it, and they had an accident. He fell off and died as well, but no charges in that one. But they did end up arresting this kid on Sauvie Island. They're saying that details are a little sketchy right now, but a girl was riding as the passenger in a side-by-side utility task vehicle early Sunday morning on Sauvie Island. And deputies from Multnomah County Sheriff's responded to a report of a person not breathing following a single vehicle rollover crash about 12:40, and it was on private property, and they found the juvenile girl dead at the scene, and they have arrested the driver and are going to charge him with manslaughter.
They found her dead at the scene? Did they call? Someone call?
Someone called.
They called and said she wasn't breathing.
And then when the officials showed up, so... I mean, who knows? But, you know, almost 1 a.m, private property. Okay. I mean,
I don't know if the person left. Probably kids drinking, and something awful happened. You would assume maybe because that's what the, you know,
obviously when you're charged with manslaughter, I'm guessing this wasn't, again, like the John Elway one, like literally this just happened.
The John
Elway one. Well, it was weird. Like a week ago, I saw this and they said John Elway was driving a golf cart from like a charity event.
Yeah, it was like a stagecoach like party or something, like down in the desert.
And his friend was on the back of the golf cart and fell off of the golf cart, hit his head, and died. It was like John Elway's longtime agent. And that was my first thought was, look, John Elway's been known to be a little bit of a party guy. And so my first thought was, oh, my God, like, was there alcohol involved in this? And is Elway going to get charged or anything? And they're saying, no, it was just a tragic accident. But in this one, that is, charges are going to be filed.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's terrible. I mean, you think about how many times as a kid you did something dumb like that, whether you were riding on a scooter or you're riding on your... I mean, I knew a buddy that lived down on property and they had four-wheelers. And, dude, we used to do all kinds of crazy dumb stuff. And you think that because it's a little side-by-side or a gator or a little four-wheeler that nothing bad can happen, but...
It's not a real vehicle. It's not a real car, but
yeah,
it is.
It is until it rolls over on
you. Right, right.
It's just like one of those things where I was just like, oh, my gosh, that was really, really... Just a tragic story. And the fact that, you know, now you got one person lost their life, and now this young man who's 18.
Two people's lives are
forever changed. Five people arrested in an undercover child predator sting. Washington County Sheriff's officials conducted a child predator sting where investigators used multiple dating applications and social media sites and other online platforms to pose as underage boys and girls. And they caught five dudes who their mugshots are about what you would think.
This is the come here, why don't you have a seat? Sting, right?
Yeah. So we got Rami McFarland, 24, of Portland. Carl Bodwin, 45, of Hillsboro. Glenn Guthrie, 65, of Gladstone. Jose Romero Lopez, 25, of Beaverton. And David Vici, 49, of Wallowa? Don't know where that is.
Wallowa?
Wallowa? Do we know where Walla is?
Isn't that a county?
Did you just take Aloha and add a W to it and think that's how you say it?
No, it's not Walla Walla and it's not Aloha, but I think it's Walloa. Okay. W-A-L-O-W-A.
And I'm looking through this. First off, I'm glad that they're out there. Because for every one of these dip S's that gets caught, you got to imagine that there's 1,000 that don't.
Yes.
So I do like when we see these sort of stories. But I was looking at some of my guys here, especially the dude that's like 65. Who looks exactly what you would think an online 65-year-old child predator looks like. I can't pretend to understand what's going on in the mind of a child sex predator because, well, you're a child sex predator. But the level of confidence, I'm asking, is there a more confident person in the world than the child sex predator? You are 65 years of age. Glenn, I'm looking right at you. and you look like a child molester, like right out of Central Casting. You got the horn-rimmed glasses, you're bald. Like, this is a rough. This isn't like George Clooney at 65.
You know who I think I could snag? Right? A 16-year-old girl.
16-year-old, like four, like what? In what world do you think? Like, you're just on like a, you're like on a site, and some, like, all of a sudden you're like, ooh, 14-year-old girl. Let me send this to her real quick. And you actually think that the 14-year-old girl is like, yeah. It never dawned on you that maybe that's an undercover cop? Not only do you have the confidence that no human being should ever have, you're also the dumbest human being on the planet. Because the, like, you see this on those child, like the Chris Hansen shows, where it's just some dude that has nothing going for him. And he's like, I bet this 14-year-old girl is really excited to talk to me. Let me grab these Subway sandwiches, this bottle of Old Harper and some condoms and drive 7 hours to her house.
Well, there are even, it even gets weirder where they show up and people are like, oh, she's in the other room. And he's like, okay, I'll wait. And you're like, dude, really? Do you really, think this is how this works?
Yeah. Like, what?
It's weird.
Dick,
very weird.
What are we doing here? Other than also, hopefully though, spending a significant amount of time behind bars, you pieces of crap. And thank God that there's actually, like, the police forces out there that are doing their best to try to keep these pervs off of the internet.
This is good. I do not like the current social media trend of trapping these dudes as regular people.
Yeah.
And they have them meet at a 7-Eleven or whatever, and then they beat them up. Have you seen that?
Yeah. No.
They're all over everything.
It's like this vigilante justice where someone who's not in law enforcement tries to lure a weird predator. They lure them to like a 7-Eleven or a gas station
really?
Or something.
And they're like, Alleywibble.
And they're like, hey, who are you looking for? And they like say a name and they just whoop them.
This is a whole like kind of new thing
it's
on
like
social media.
It's like a TikTok media. Genre.
Vigilante
it's
a genre. Like you swing a bag of doorknobs at them?
Sometimes they beat the hell out of them. Yeah. So they go and they say, are you so-and-so? And they're like, we caught you trying to... And they don't call the cops. They just beat them up and post the fight video on social media. And so, they're everywhere.
So child predator getting his ass kicked good. In this way...
Just call the police.
Just call the police. What happens like if... That's if I'm at a 7-Eleven and I'm going to pick up like a white monster. Delicious, by the way. And someone's like,
I mean, I think that's what they're doing.
let's say I'm getting a peach mango bang then. Wait, why are all the energy drinks?
What are we doing?
Why are all the energy drinks really, really uncomfortably named? Like I'm in there and someone's like, hey, are you Jason? And I'm like, yeah. And then next thing you know,
that's not
like,
what it is.
Nine guys are swinging bags of doorknobs.
They film you and they're like, are you the guy that was talking to so-and-so? And they catch him because they purposely make it a weird spot. Like, meet me in the back of the 7-Eleven. Like, so you walk up
meet
and
me on this
back
aisle in front of this brand of chips. And
right.
And like, one person's hanging out there for a couple minutes.
That's
it's obviously there.
But the problem is sometimes the predator wins the fight.
Oh.
And then, so it's just bad all around.
Yeah,
I can't believe you haven't seen these.
Well,
they're
no,
because
most of the time when I see the child predator, it looks like that Glenn dude who's like got a blonde mustache, and because that's what they are. What happens though when you set that up and like the dude that's like Brock Lesnar shows up, and then you're like, hey, are you? You know what? No worries, man. Like,
they probably just don't film those ones. Like some dude that's 6'4", 300 pounds and totally jacked, and they're like, just don't
even
stop
that the dude pulls out a gun and starts shooting at you. Yeah, let me just say vigilante justice, probably not the smartest thing in the world. Yeah, might want to leave that to the old professionals. All right, that'll do it for In the News. When we come back, get us some headlines. A recap of the weekend, if you will. Primetime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.